Hey everyone, I'm Michael Gorgulo, and welcome to Listen While You Wait, NBC New York's podcast devoted to transportation issues. Today we're going to discuss one of my favorite topics, using public transportation to get to and from our local airports. Now, this is something I have been fascinated with ever since I found myself in Copenhagen, Denmark. This was a couple of years ago. I had 7 hours between flights. So instead of hanging around the airport, I decided to go into the city. Now, at the airport in Copenhagen, it's called Kastrup Airport, there's a subway station. I got on the train. 15 minutes later, I was in downtown Copenhagen. And as I was making this trip, I kept thinking, why can't we do this in New York? Now, technically, we can. Depending on whether you're going to Newark, JFK, or LaGuardia, there is a combination of the AirTrain, commuter rail, subway, and buses that will get you there. And we're going to start our podcast by listening to people who actually do it. Three people who use public transportation to get back and forth from the airports. And then we're going to hear from a transit advocate about things that could actually be done to make more direct links from the city to the airport. So let's begin with our airport commuters.
So Dawn, you for quite some time were coming back and forth regularly between New York and Orlando, and you were using public transportation to get from Manhattan out to JFK. How did you do it and how did you find it?
I would take the AirTrain from JFK, either usually the Howard Beach A-Train or sometimes the E-Train. The A-Train was faster because I was traveling to lower Manhattan, to the Fulton Street area. I found it very convenient. I found it very cost-effective. I did it for about 10 years, and
wow.
I would say during that time, there were maybe twice that there were problems on the train that I ended up getting out of the subway and hopping into a taxi.
And the reason that I'm calling you and the reason that we wanted to talk was because I've been complaining, as have many New Yorkers, that, you know, you go to London, you go, I've been to Copenhagen, I've been to Milan, where one-stop shopping, you get off at the airport, there's a special train in Milan, they call it the Malpensa Express. It goes from the airport to two stops downtown, whereas in New York, at JFK, where there is an air train, which they don't have at LaGuardia, you still have to go to another place and then get on a regular New York City train, and then you're taking your luggage on the regular subway train. It's not a dedicated train to bring in airline travelers. But you were fine with it, and you felt that it was cost-effective.
Well, I was fine with it because I didn't have luggage. Most of the time, I did not have luggage. I can tell you stories about people with luggage that they really struggle. Then they're on the subway, they're on the regular subway with all these suitcases and as well shower. That's sometimes really not very easy for them. So personally, it was convenient, didn't have an issue. But I relate to what you're saying.
Megan, I wanted to see what's your experience, how often do you do it, and how do you go?
I've only done it once. About a year ago, I was flying out of Newark, and I didn't have anybody to drive me, and my flight was early. So I decided to take the train and kind of wing it. And I have to say, it was really convenient. I would do it again.
How did you go? So what, you made your way to Penn Station and took the NJT train?
Yeah, I live in Forest Hills, so I took the railroad straight from Forest Hills into Penn.
Okay.
And then I took the Jersey Transit to Newark, and then I jumped on the air train.
And it worked well?
Yeah, I was there under an hour, and I think it would have taken me longer than that to drive there.
Did you have luggage that you were taking?
I did, yeah. I had a big piece of luggage, which was annoying, but, you know, maybe next time I might not bring such a big bag.
If you could talk to the folks who put together the transit systems here in our New York area, what would you tell them to do to make getting out to the airport by public transit better? What would be on your wish list?
I think they would have to experience it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of feel, especially now with what's going on with all the transit system, I don't think anybody really takes the train, the ones that are in charge of it.
Right. Would it be nice to have a direct rail link as they have in London, as they have in some of the other places?
Yeah, especially for JFK, because I kind of feel like living near the subway, and I take the subway every morning to work, you always see tourists, and they're so confused. And I just think if there was a direct line straight from, you know, JFK and LaGuardia straight into the city, I think it would just make life so much easier for visitors.
What, Meredith, has been your experience, and what would you like to tell us?
I found the AirTrain to be excellent. I mean, I took the E-Train out to Jamaica Station, and just got on the AirTrain to JFK, and that I found to run very smoothly.
Because a lot of people feel like, hey, there really isn't a public transit option from JFK, but you're here to say, no, that's not true. There really is.
Yeah, I think there really is. I found that to be a really good way to get there.
What about if you go out of LaGuardia?
I did that once. That honestly does take a I thought that took a long time. I took the A to 125th Street and then the M60.
Right, then the bus out there.
The bus does take a long time, especially, I guess, once you get into JFK, too, because then depending on what terminal you're at. It's definitely a great way to save money, and if you've got the time, it's wonderful, but I did not find that as convenient.
Now the question of what could be done to either create a new city-to-airport system or improve what we currently have. And for that, we're going to get the expert opinion of Yonah Freeman. He writes and edits The Transport Politic. It's a website devoted to tracking and reporting transportation issues around the United States.
In terms of improving service to LaGuardia, I think the first thing, you know, the MTA and City of New York should be working on is really improving the bus service there, which obviously the MTA has done recently by improving the Q33 and the M60 from Manhattan. Both of those have been good, just in terms of making regular bus service there more effective. But I think the other thing that, you know, we really need to be talking about are alternatives to Governor Cuomo's proposal. And the reason for that is that his proposal effectively goes in the wrong direction. And by that, I mean that the AirTrain that he proposes would go from LaGuardia and it would actually go east. It would go away from Manhattan. Mm-hmm. To the Met Stadium. And that will actually mean longer travel times for people. And it will mean actually that most people from Long Island will not be able to use the service because it will only connect with the Port Washington branch of the Long Island Railroad.
Right.
So what I think I and several other people believe is that alternatives to that proposal should be looked at. For example, one option is to make a better connection to Jackson Heights, using the right-of-way along the highway. And the other is to revive that idea of extending the N-Train up to LaGuardia Airport.
The interesting thing is, if you look on paper, there is a public transit option to Newark, to Kennedy, to LaGuardia.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the AirTrain, obviously, at Newark and at JFK. The problem and the challenge I see with that is if you are landing in New York City for the first time from out of town or out of the country, and then all of a sudden, you've got to find this bus to get out of LaGuardia, mm-hmm. and then switch to that bus. And you're going to take this air train, and it's going to end up here, and then you're going to take another train. I think that's asking a lot of people who may be in New York for 45 minutes to figure out how to do. And I think that that's a shortfall in our transit system.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. I think one of the biggest challenges that New York City has is just the sheer number of different transportation options out there make it somewhat confusing for people to use. So I think one of the biggest things that the agencies in New York should be doing is working on making these signs that they have, as easy to understand as possible, and making it appear to tourists that there's no difference in a service provided by the Port Authority or New York City Subway or the Long Island Railroad.
What could we do short of building these subway lines and bus lines?
I think that there are two main things that we can think about that, frankly, the MTA and the Port Authority and New Jersey Transit should be working on. The first of those is creating a fare system that everyone can use for the whole system. So in other words, obviously the subway has the MetroCard.
Right.
But you can't use the MetroCard on Long Island Railroad and you can't use the MetroCard on New Jersey Transit.
Right.
And basically that makes it difficult for people to get around the whole region because they have to rely on different types of fare media. They need multiple pieces of paper, which can be confusing for people who think that it's an integrated system.
Right.
So I would say that's one big thing that honestly they should have been working on for years. And it's sad that they haven't figured out yet because frankly, the Long Island Railroad and the New York City Subway are part of the same organization. They're both part of the MTA. So it's a little weird that that hasn't happened yet. So there's that. And then the second thing, which is actually a bit easier but requires a lot of coordination, is making the same signage at every single station in the entire New York City region. And that means services by Metro North, mm-hmm. by the ferry, by the subway, by the buses, all of those things, so that they look the same and so that when you're looking at the sign, once you see it once, you'll know what to look for and you'll know what you're trying to find. And I know that seems kind of simplistic, but the reality is if you're trying to figure out what's going on in a place you're not entirely familiar with and you don't know the routes, that having a signage system that really looks the same everywhere is very helpful for helping people feel comfortable.
Now, we did reach out to the MTA for comment. We did not hear back, but we hope you'll give us your opinion and comment on airport transit and anything else you encounter when it comes to getting around. Just use the hashtag TrainPain4NY. In the meantime, I'm Michael Gorgiulo, and thanks for joining us on Listen While You Wait.